And now back to today's White House, where every year on the day after Thanksgiving, almost 100 volunteer decorators show up. They spend the next 5 days stringing garlands and hanging ornaments to make the White House sparkle. We have a kind of related tradition on this program. This is the fourth year in a row that NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro has brought us the voices of some of those volunteers. So here's his tour of the 2013 White House Christmas decorations.
I'm Marianne Scobie. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So tell me what this experience was like.
Oh, it was fantastic. I really didn't think it would be for me because I'm a lot older than the other people. I didn't think I'd have the endurance. So I did yoga, Qigong, and walked 2 miles a day.
To get ready to decorate the White House for the holidays.
Yes, and you cannot imagine what it takes.
I'm Mary Byers, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm an American Gold Star mother, which means that I've lost a son or daughter in service to our country, and my son was killed in 2003, July, on my birthday. And he was killed in Iraq by an IED, and he was 29 years old. He was Captain Josh Byers.
I see the star with your son's name on it here.
Right there. That's it.
What does it mean to you to be here decorating the White House on the 10th anniversary of having lost him?
When I arrived to begin, I didn't know I would be assigned to the Gold Star tree. And it just, I mean, chills went all over me when I was first told.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wimmer from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I'm a preschool teacher, and I'm also a breast cancer survivor, so I have a list of things I want to do, and this is right at the top.
So you got to cross this off your bucket list, huh?
It's a dream, and I met President Obama. I said, it's an honor to meet you, and he told me how sparkly I look because I had glitter all over me, and he gave me a hug, and I got glitter all over his very expensive suit.
I'm the pastry chef at the White House.
So there's a huge fireplace here with a small model gingerbread White House on top of the fireplace.
That's correct. It's made out of bread dough, but we bake it at a very low temperature so it doesn't get darkened, so it kept its white color.
Is this the first year that you have had a working fountain in front of the White House where the fountain is in the real White House?
To my knowledge, this is the first year that we had a working fountain, yes.
So this year's gingerbread White House requires not only electricians but plumbers.
Oh, yes. Pretty much everybody gets involved.
My name is Janice Walker, and I'm from South Carolina.
It's got to be kind of crazy each day that you're here to think, I'm in the White House stringing a garland on a fireplace.
It absolutely is. My husband drops me off. I cannot believe I'm coming to the White House. And I'll say to him, I'm going to the White House this morning. I'll be ready sometime this afternoon. It's amazing. It's like an Oprah aha moment, and I can't believe it. I pinch myself every day.
That great pianist, by the way, is Anna Maria Mottola, and you can see images of this year's White House Christmas decorations, gold and brass-colored branches, and gingerbread dogs at our website, npr.org. And a great reporter, too, Ari Shapiro. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.